communicating disaster risk reduction science and more. Active citizens build resilient cities.
When disaster strikes, journalists, broadcasters, and professionals in the communications and media field immediately go into action to provide reporting and coverage of the event situation, giving valuable insight to the population and community in general. These jobs are highly valuable to the population that expects to receive in a concise, effective, and reliable way the overview of the situation. Communication is only one of the hot career fields in which professionals promote risk awareness and understanding in disaster risk reduction. Careers in atmospheric science, meteorology, engineering, GIS, oceanography, disaster management, earth and climate science are increasingly attracting the attention of public, private, academia, and governmental sectors to better assess the risks of weather-related events. The big question is, do you really know what these professions actually do? Do you acknowledge the importance of cross-sectoral collaboration to achieve results and good practices? Which industries and professions are most likely disrupted by climate change? Today, we start a series of three shows to examine these topics. To find the answers to these questions, stick to Communicating Disaster Risk Reduction Science and More. Hello, everybody. My name is Heather McLeod, and I'm here to welcome our speaker, Francesco Penna.
Good afternoon, Heather, Radiofonica, and friends around the world. I'm very excited to be here with you today because I would like to clarify two misconcepts that are relevant for disaster risk reduction, which are meteorology and climate.
I think the responsibilities of each profession are quite clear. I mean, you can easily relate the name with its activities.
I don't think common sense has anything to do with it. Sometimes people assume certain responsibilities to one profession that, might be closely related to, but it's not a part of its work or competences. For this reason, I would like to dedicate a full show to explain this topic.
I got an idea!
I'm going to ask you a question. Do you watch the news?
Not right now. But in the States, yeah, most of the time I do.
Okay, and do you like watching the news or only specific content?
Not really. I was only interested in the weather forecast. This is important to me so I could dress properly depending on the weather conditions. School was not next door. So I had to know in advance if it was going to rain or snow so I could be ready for it. You don't know what to expect from Connecticut.
Yeah, it's the same for Perugia. Do you think that the person that gives the weather forecast is a meteorologist or not?
Should be, right?
That's the answer I was looking for. A meteorologist is a specialized scientist who focuses on some aspects of the atmosphere for a specific location and time. Therefore, if an individual communicates the weather, must be a meteorologist. But this statement only applies to a few countries. Before I keep going, I want to be clear that the following statements are based on gathered knowledge from several international colleagues that work in weather sciences, literature, and personal experience. So I hope I will not offend anybody.
Fair enough. So in which countries is the weatherman a real meteorologist?
In countries like the United States, the United Kingdom, Canada, and Norway, the weather anchor have at least a degree in weather sciences. These individuals are well-trained and know exactly what they are talking about and are capable of delivering an effective message using interactive maps to show where the temperatures, precipitation, and atmospheric pressure are expected. Each local and national news station has a specialized team that analyzes, explains, understands, observes, and forecasts the information provided by the national government agency and is given to a particular location. Then we have other countries like Argentina, the country with the strongest meteorologist network in Latin America, that most of the time the weatherman is a meteorologist, but sometimes is only a professional who has little formal education in atmospheric sciences, who disseminates weather information prepared by others. And in the bottom of the table we have the strange case of Mexico, in particular, my city, Monterrey.
Really? Why?
The norm for most local TV stations is to give the job to young models or actors that don't have any background in weather science at all, sometimes neither in communication, and are there only to boost TV ratings. They have been doing this for years, because I guess this is how the TV business works. But in my opinion, this is embarrassing, because this is a very serious topic. It's not a game nor a pageant. Almost all of our activities are influenced by weather, climate, and water. So why don't you give this responsibility to the experts? I can tell you that regularly the real meteorologist works behind the scenes, developing the script for the communicators, and never receive the credit they should deserve. The same problems can be found in other Latin American countries, but the truth is that my country has a huge problem that comes from the roots. Let me tell you that Mexico has 1,250 institutions of higher education and cannot even offer a bachelor degree in meteorology. Can you imagine? According to the RISC 2017 report, Mexico is ranked in the 7th place of highest risk worldwide. Worldwide! A country that is affected by hurricanes, floods, and droughts each year does not have a single university program to strengthen capacity building in this field. It's unbelievable.
This is very sad, but do you think that weather communicators can also do a good job?
I was discussing the other day this point with a colleague, and we arrived at the conclusion that, sadly, it doesn't matter if you are a meteorologist or not, but it's important that both synergy and teamwork exist to effectively communicate the message. If you remember, in our second show, we talk about the importance of communication to create action. So, in this case, if the speaker or the weather anchor can make a real impact to the audience, that's okay. I mean, it's not the best way to do it, but if it raises awareness, why not?
I believe this is definitely going to be a dilemma for some time. Before we go to the break today, we are introducing a new block of the show called My Voice 120. Can you tell us more about it?
Sure. My Voice 120 is basically a two-minute space for international professionals and scientists to share their work and its importance to the society in general. I hope that the show serves as a platform to empower young experts in the communication field more and more. Sharing is caring.
Sounds great. Let's listen to it. We'll be back very soon in Communicating Disaster Risk Reduction Science and More.
Hi everyone, my name is Jamie Taylor. I'm a graduate student at Johns Hopkins University in Baltimore, Maryland, in the United States. I'm a master's candidate finishing my Master's of Science degree in December of 2017 in environmental science and policy with a focus on environmental planning. Environmental planning aims to build sustainable communities through conservation and to protect land that hasn't yet been developed. As climate change progresses, we've seen an increase in extreme weather patterns, increases and decreases of temperature depending on the region, a lack of fresh water supply, a lack of food, etc. The need for sustainable building is at an all-time high as we are constantly adapting to these changes for survival. Every individual can benefit from this research because this is a path to reduce the overall impact on the environment and human health while reducing climate change and to restore Earth for future generations.
I think a big challenge for any scientist is communication. For us, we know the research we're conducting and the importance it holds. However, to convey our findings to the public can be somewhat of a difficult task, simply because not every individual possesses a science background or understands how to interpret the results or how our research is conducted. So this can leave room for error. So I think as scientists, we should become more sufficient in communicating our research. Again, I wanted to emphasize that climate change is happening, and this is not a hoax. We can see it every day. From an increase of frequent extreme weather patterns, temperature changes, sea level rise, etc. As a community, we should come together to ensure our future generations have a place to reside. And remember, active citizens build resilient cities.
We are back in Communicating Disaster Risk Reduction Science and More. This was an excellent contribution from Jamie.
Indeed. Environmental planning is not just important for flood mitigation or better urban planning, but also improves the quality of the environment, air, soil, and water, biodiversity, protection of cultural heritage, with the ultimate goal to achieve the resiliency of the community.
I agree. If you don't mind, I would like to go back to the last topic and understand the difference between weather and climate.
Sure. The difference between weather and climate is a measure of time. Weather is what conditions of the atmosphere are over a short period of time, and climate is how the atmosphere behaves over relatively long periods of time. Remember that a meteorologist is a specialized scientist who focuses on some aspects of the atmosphere for a specific location and time. I will explain the different types of meteorologists. For example, meteorologists focus on research studying phenomena such as climate change, hurricane patterns, or atmospheric events. They usually work behind the computer, developing forecast models to understand their effect on the world. Then we have professionals that work in the consultancy field or private companies, like in transportation safety or engineering.
In transportation safety? How come?
Well, think about an airport. Flights are scheduled in a sequence. The pilots contact the air traffic controllers to receive permission to either take off or land. When the weather conditions are not optimal for flying, the meteorologist raises an alert to abort all flights. This sometimes causes delays or flight cancellations. He's capable of understanding the risk of flight and makes the final decision for the safety of everyone on board. This is the same for the ships. Meteorologists forecast the weather for the next couple of days. This maximizes efficiency and reduces the risk of sailing in a potentially dangerous route. Then we have academia as professors and broadcasting as mentioned before.
Can meteorologists predict the optimal timing for planting and harvesting crops?
Yes. This is possible based on seasonal conditions, but this work is developed by climatologists. A climatologist studies weather patterns and the processes that cause them using long-term meteorological data like temperature, wind speed, and precipitation to study trends, understand causes, and make predictions. They study the regional climates, the global climate, climate change, its impacts, projections, and studies of future and previous climates.
So this weekend I was watching Al Gore's new movie, An Inconvenient Sequel, and he shows several climate change predictions where cities and entire countries will be flooded by 2050. Is this something that climatologists study?
Yes, exactly. This is the core of their research.
Today we learned that when we see the weather forecast on TV or on an app, there is a specialized team working behind the scenes that analyzes, observes, and forecasts the weather conditions. We're still a long way from building a recognized professional meteorological network. And to move ahead, we still need to recognize the urgent need of experts in this field to be prepared for constant weather and climate changes in our world.
Thank you so much for staying tuned in Communicating Disaster Risk Reduction Science and More. Follow waredoc.unistrapg.it, social media and website, or my Facebook as Francisco Febronio Peña. And remember, active citizens
build resilient cities.
Goodbye.
Communicating Disaster Risk Reduction Science and More. Active citizens build resilient cities.
Radiofonica.com. Radiofonica.com. Radiofonica.com.